All right, Mookie Betts, what's going on there? What's wrong with Mookie Betts? What's happening there?
Mookie Betts is struggling in the second half of the season now. I didn't realize really how bad he was struggling because you just kind of rest on his laurels from last season.
Right,
you say,
right.
Oh, hey, he finished second in the MVP voting. And really,
I know he was down a little bit, but I'm not sure. I didn't even know he was really struggling like you, as you put in there.
I mean, since the All-Star break, he's hitting just .248 with only two home runs. Only two home runs and a .248 average since the All-Star break. Get this. For a calendar year, between the All-Star break of 2016 to the All-Star break of 2017, he struck out in multiple games just five times. Since then, nine. So for 1 year, All-Star break 2016 to All-Star break 2017, he had five multi-strikeout games. Since this All-Star break,
yeah,
has nine of them already.
Okay, it's almost double then, right?
Yeah, but it's double in a 3 week span what he did for a full, you know, for a calendar year. It's been really uncharacteristic of him as well. John Farrell said, Mookie Betts has gone occasionally gotten back into his approach that he had for a vast majority of last year where he's driving balls to right field. But this year, he's gotten a little pull happy and he's trying to hit too many balls in the air.
What's the optimal Red Sox batting order, in your opinion, right now, today? Because, I mean, obviously, it's going to, well, you don't mix it up who's hot,
you know,
who's not? Because Devers has already moved up from, like, what, number eight or number seven to, what, number six to
five.
It's not stopping there, Brady. He may move up to like, number two or something. No, you can't. Can you move
Well, he's going to be in a power position, and two is not a power position generally. Mookie Betts, I like him in the leadoff spot. He likes to be in the leadoff spot, but right now he's struggling, and I think the Red Sox,
I can't put him in the leadoff
spot. The Red Sox flexibility with him, I don't think it's beneficial. You hit him first one day, hit him second one day, hit him third one day. It appears like he might settle into that second spot for a little while with Pedroia out. But the bottom line of what John Farrell is saying is that Mookie Betts needs to get back towards using his natural power alley and hitting the ball to right center field. A lot of people think that the mark of a good hitter is the ability to pull the baseball.
Right.
That's not really the case. If you want to be a good hitter, if you're a kid or a parent teaching a kid how to hit, you want him to use that opposite field gap. Right center field as a right-handed hitter is where all of your natural power is. If you start thinking gap to gap, rather than being too pull happy, that's going to enable you to be a much better hitter. It's going to allow you to drive that fastball oppo and stay on that breaking ball and hit it hard into the left center field gap. That he's right. Mookie Betts needs to get back to that approach of just trying to hit the ball hard up the middle and the other way.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about it too much. I think he'll snap out of it. You're too good of a player. You're too good of a hitter. And bottom line is now with Nunez coming up and Devers and the way they're hitting, they're over, they don't have to worry about being in such a spot with Mookie Betts.
Well, they do need Mookie Betts, though.
Well, they need him, yes, absolutely.
And I know that right now, that's what good teams do, right? Good teams.
Somebody else picks it up.
Are able to pick each other up exactly as you just said. And right now you're able to ride the hot hand of Eduardo Nunez and Rafael Devers, and Benintendi was really hot this past weekend. But Mookie Betts, he's the straw that stirs the drink in that offense, especially with Pedroia out. Betts is the guy they need more than anybody else, and if they could get him going, because him going is supposed to be the constant. The others fluctuating is what we're supposed to be talking about. Betts fluctuating is not something we build our building for.
If they played the Dodgers right now in the World Series, what would it be? 4-1? 4-0? You know, the way I look at it, Chris Sale could steal game one against any pitcher, especially Clayton Kershaw has been out for the better part of a month. You steal game one, you don't know what could happen, but Dodgers are so rich in pitching that they picked up Darvish, and they got, Wood? What's Wood's record, by the way?
Alex Wood, I mean, it was like 13-1 at one point. Yeah. Alex Wood and Hyunjin Ryu and
they're hittable.
Rich Hill, they've had everybody.
So you're saying forget about it, 4-1 Dodgers, huh? Is that what you're
saying? No, I wouldn't say that.
Great would it be to see that World Series?
The thing that the Red Sox would have in a hypothetical matchup with the Dodgers is the Red Sox have a lot of right-handed hitters against a lot of lefty pitchers for the Dodgers. So you have a Hanley Ramirez, you have a Mookie Betts, you have a Dustin Pedroia. You have those guys that are premier right-handed bats going up against premier left-handed pitchers.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium also tough to kind of crank that ball out of there also. So, I'm jumping the gun, but I certainly would love to see that type of World Series.